Right, it's Radio Essex Evening Show for a Wednesday, and I mean, I've been talking about this for the last week because I think this is the first time that I've done an interview where I've actually said beforehand I'm going to struggle not to fanboy. So welcome to the show.
Aww, that's so sweet of you, Joe.
I mean, for multiple reasons. One, massive fan of you and everything that you've done over the years. But two, obviously, I'm a massive Eurovision head as well. So when you got announced as the Eurovision act for us this year, I've been going crazy, honestly.
Ah, well, what do you think of the song? I need to have your review.
Incredible. The first thing if I'm honest with you, the first thing that I heard the preview, obviously, straight on that. The first thing that I thought of when I heard it was it made me think of like It's a Sin, the Pet Shop Boys kind of vibe on that.
Yes, well, they're a big inspiration.
But straight away, the first thing I thought was, oh my, this is, I've been saying for so long, we need to send like an act like this to Eurovision. This is perfect. This is exactly what we need this year.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Well, thank you. I'm really excited. I can't believe it's like
so run me through how did it go down did you just get a call or did you make yourself available how does it work? How do you make yourself available for Eurovision?
Well, I've been wanting to do Eurovision for like quite a few years, and so basically I was making a lot of new music last year and with Danny El Hall, who is a great producer, and we both love Eurovision, and we just thought like, oh, wouldn't it be amazing if one of these songs that we were making could go to Eurovision? So we didn't write Dizzy like specifically with Eurovision in mind, but we sent it along with a couple of other songs to the Eurovision selection people. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to do it. What do you think? And I threw my hat in the ring.
They must have jumped at the opportunity. It's like, we could have Ollie Alexander. Are you kidding me? Of course we're going to do that.
It's quite like a spiritual homecoming for me to be doing Eurovision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, obviously you say you didn't actually write the song specifically Eurovision. And I thought that when I heard it, the first thing I thought was it's very much you anyway. Like it's very, very much your style and what we'd like to hear from you anyway. So it's almost so natural that you're going into it with this track anyway.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing to hear.
And obviously the choreography and stuff, would you find with Eurovision comes into play quite a bit with like the staging and whatnot and how you've been kind of doing the TikToks and all that around it.
Yes. Well, yeah, the performance obviously is like a massive element of the whole thing. So yeah, I've been working on what the performance is going to be. It's going to be me and four other dancers. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be hopefully like quite unexpected and really want to stand out, because I feel like that's the key with Eurovision, is to do something that people will remember.
You're going into it obviously already probably being quite well known around the world anyway because of being in It's a Sin, and I think that's probably is going to go in the favour with the whole style that we're sending anyway. But it's the first thing I said when you was announced, I literally ran around the office and I was like, the gays are coming home. I was so proud.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I'm going to do my very gay best out there to do my gays proud.
Yes. Well, your bio is sending me the being gay for Eurovision 2024. It is actually incredible. I love it.
Well, thank you.
And it's just as well. I mean, it's I wanted to say this because obviously myself, I'm 20 years old.
Oh.
And I'm gay. And it's a struggling environment right now, I think, for a lot of people. Obviously the world is hurting in many ways, and a lot of that hurt is obviously being inflicted upon members of our community, and I just think that obviously with you doing It's a Sin was so healing for everybody. It brought so much, you know, awareness to topics that we needed to talk about, and I think with you going into Eurovision and being so proud and out there and being so, you know, unapologetically gay.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a big sort of fingers up to anybody that is sort of inflicting this hate upon people right now.
Well, do you know what? Like, that's all I'm going to try and do is like be myself out there. And like, that is like, because I agree with you. It's kind of getting, and like, I've been in this industry for like 10 years and I've seen things like come and go. And like, obviously, we've made a lot of really amazing like progress in terms of LGBT rights and acceptance, but we've also seen like a real big backlash and things kind of go backwards. And I'm just like more determined than ever to like, you know, this isn't gonna like change me like wanting to be who I am and express myself. Like, I am so lucky that I get this giant platform, right? So I feel like, okay, this is my opportunity to really fly the flag, as it were, but not just for like me or my country, or just for like, or even for gay people. It's just for like being yourself and like,
that's it, is standing up for being who you are, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that will be a being on the world stage, if you like, Eurovision is being called, I guess, is going to be so influential this year. And I think we're 100% doing the right thing this year for sure. And Eurovision is all about that, isn't it? That's what it's all about. The fact that you love Eurovision as well, I've always kind of said that you've got to love Eurovision to do Eurovision, haven't you?
Yeah, I think you've got to have like, you know, you just got to get it, because it's like such a unique competition. There's nothing else in the world like it. And it is a little bit crazy, a little bit chaotic. There's a lot going on, but like, that's why we love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah.
So is this, you said it's kind of like a spiritual homecoming. Is this the start of a new era for Years and Years, Ollie Alexander?
It sure is. Like, this is, so yeah, like the Dizzy is like a pretty good kind of example of like what the rest of my new music is like.
Rest of my new music. I like this wording right here.
Yes, I've got a lot of new music. So I'm going to be putting out more stuff before too long, probably after Eurovision.
You probably want to just focus on that right now. I imagine there's a lot of performances to do and stuff. It's probably quite tough, isn't it?
But yeah, I'm excited. It's like, I'm really excited to like get going again.
Yeah. And 2024 with brand new Ollie Alexander music. Are we going with the Ollie Alexander, or is it going to be Years and Years? Because you've changed it on the platforms now, haven't you? It's Years and Years, Ollie Alexander. Is that what we're rolling with now?
It's Ollie Alexander. Yeah.
So we're going with the Ollie Alexander now.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, finally. Brilliant. I love it. Well, listen, I'm really excited for your performance, of course, your performances, because yes, I am that much of a diehard Eurovision fan that I watch the entire week's worth of performances, not just the final one.
Nice. Yes, that's a lot. There's a lot to get through.
There is a lot to get through. There is indeed. But obviously, I like seeing all the countries and the ones that don't make it to the final as well. It's a whole event for me, and I will be having a little Eurovision party as well. We will be gathering the troops to watch you in numbers, so don't worry about that.
Thank you.
But yeah, I hope it all goes well, and I'm not going to put pressure on you. I'm not going to say we got to go and win. We have got to go and win, but we are the UK, and even though you are the best acts ever in the world.
Thank you.
But yeah, hopefully this year everybody's kind to us, and you know, you get what you deserve for sure.
Oh, thank you. Well, whatever happens, I'm just going to make the most of it, do my best, and enjoy it.
And the entertainment will win. The love will win. That's the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, love wins
all the time. I love it. Come on, the evening show with Joe Kinch on Radio Essex.